as obvious as that sounds, it's actually neither. If it were simple and obvious, everybody would approach love this way. There would be far fewer divorces, less domestic violence, and not nearly as many children wondering why mommy or daddy doesn't live with them anymore. As common sense as it may sound, the idea of embracing love as a verb is not all that common. Our culture is not characterized by love as a verb or an imperative. Our culture is characterized by a multifaceted distortion of the golden rule. Do unto others as they do unto you. Do unto others as they deserve to be done unto. Do unto others so as to get them to do what you want them to do. Do unto others until you are ready to do unto somebody else. Such are the unwritten rules of too many relationships. The assumption being, I'll do my part as long as you do yours. The results are fragile relational contracts built on conditional agreements that leave both parties focused on the behavior of their partner. To borrow a phrase from my friend Craig Groeschel, they are relationships built on mutual distrust. All this is a direct outflow of the right person myth. People expect their right persons to act the right way, so they keep their eyes on them to make sure they uphold their end of the bargain. In a relationship where both parties expect the behavior of the other to carry the weight of the relationship, disappointment is inevitable. With disappointment comes blame. Know how many relationship problems have been solved through blame? Well, yes, you do. None. Add to this our culture's low threshold for relational pain, and you understand why so many people conclude their right persons weren't right after all. They cut their losses, chalk it up to a bad decision, and begin looking for the next right person. But there's a better way. Namely, make love a verb. Nobody said it better than Jesus. A new command I give you, love one another. John 13:34. But wait, you say, why are we talking about Jesus in a book about dating when neither Jesus nor his parents ever went on a date? Hang on. You'll see. The Greek term translated new in our English Bibles connotes strange or remarkable. What made Jesus command?